Massachusetts is $3 billion in the red, one of many states with a severe deficit. New Governor Mitt Romney has promised to use his business experience to balance the budget without raising taxes, but he's making some powerful enemies who accuse him of using the fiscal crisis to push a radical reform agenda. From Boston, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Republican Governor Mitt Romney is well known for the successful turnaround of a Boston company, and he won praise for his management of the last Winter Olympics. At his recent State of the State address, Romney unveiled a budget with sweeping reforms that he said would eliminate waste and inefficiency and save billions.
When I ran for office, I said I'd find $1 billion. Well, I was wrong. I'm proud to report that our team has found $2 billion.
Romney's proposals would affect just about all aspects of government. He would curtail the collective bargaining rights of public workers and eliminate the Turnpike Authority responsible for Boston's Big Dig. Romney would shut down the offices of some top state officials, including the state inspector general, as well as the president of the University of Massachusetts.
I see in the proposed reorganization a corporate takeover.
UMass President William Bulger lashed out at the governor's proposals at a hearing this week. Bulger, a Democrat, is the former head of the state Senate and a formidable politician. Bulger said the governor's plan to break up UMass and merge some campuses is a clumsy attempt to save money. Evoking his own blue-collar background, Bulger called the reforms elitist.
I fear that this administration is setting us on a path that would lead to soaring tuition bills, leaving behind the many thousands who cannot afford to pay the $25,000 charged at private research universities in Massachusetts. Let us not privatize the American dream.
The governor's aides insist he's not trying to privatize the university, but his education plan and the budget as a whole are drawing sharp criticism. Healthcare advocates are warning the budget would mean dire cutbacks in services, and as legislators dig into the budget, they're questioning whether Romney really has found $2 billion in savings by eliminating waste.
The governor now knows that statement is not accurate. It's not truthful.
Democratic State Representative John Rogers this week said Romney's reforms would only save about $100 million in his 2004 budget. The governor now acknowledges his number does include other revenue sources. There'd be fee hikes on items such as building permits and ID cards. Even nonpartisan analysts who support some of Romney's reforms are also questioning the savings in Romney's budget. Mike Widmer is president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation.
The irony is that these reforms really in the short term will not save substantial dollars. So there's this major debate about, well, how much of these reforms are in fact related to the state's fiscal crisis.
Widmer concludes they're not related, as does Larry Sabato, a University of Virginia professor who studies governors. Sabato says over the years, other new governors have also exaggerated cost savings to justify reforms. He says the governors do want to save some money.
But the real purpose is to put a governor's stamp on government, to promote a governor's ideology, to promote people who believe as the governor does, and place them in strategic positions within government.
Still, some Democrats say they want to give Romney the benefit of the doubt that he has a high degree of integrity. They say many of Romney's reform ideas are intriguing, but they say the budget lacks details and it's impossible to tell whether the numbers add up. So to get even some of his reforms passed, Romney will have to convince those Democrats who control the legislature. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.